WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A former employee of a College Station real estate company has been arrested on charges of keeping almost $90,000 in rent money meant for property owners. 49-year-old Lolita Lawler of Cedar Park was booked in the Brazos County Jail, then released last Friday after posting bond. According to the arrest report, Lawler took money from the owners of 7 homes between December 2016 and last June. Victims lost between $1,100 and $33,000. This week's College Station City Council meeting is tonight instead of Thursday. A light agenda includes a new agreement with Atmos Energy, which if approved means a rate reduction. Atmos spokesman Chase Murphy says they're passing on savings due to federal tax reform.
Now that those taxes or that amount is lower, we're going to pass that savings on to the customers. That is not money that we are keeping within Atmos Energy. That is money that we are going to pass on to the customers.
According to the background information given to the city council, the rate reduction should begin later this month. Murphy says the reduction proposal has been submitted to the Madisonville and Centerville city councils. A Bryan School District Committee and administrators have asked the school board to consider buying land for a new campus.
This afternoon, the Bryan board might vote on a property purchase. When school board president Mark McCall was asked if there are immediate plans to build a new school, he told WTAW News, quoting, "At this time, for the best interest of the district, I cannot expand upon the posted agenda items." After meeting behind closed doors, the board could authorize the superintendent to negotiate the purchase of land for a future school site. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More than 5% of Brazos County's more than 105,000 registered voters turned out for early voting for tomorrow's primary. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says of the 5,900 early voters, there were 4,100 Republicans and 1,800 Democrats. A reminder for some voters that there are two location changes for tomorrow's primary. Those who normally go to Aldersgate United Methodist Church will vote at A&M Church of Christ, and those who normally go to the Brazos County Administration Building will vote at the new Elections Office, which is the old tax office. WTAW's coverage of local primary results begins tomorrow night after 7. College Station Police has made an arrest on charges of arson and child endangerment. 20-year-old Alexavian Wilson of Bryan is accused of turning on a kitchen stove to ignite oven mitts, then leaving his infant daughter inside the home. The February 17th fire took place in a fourplex on Alpine Circle, which is off Anderson and east of Lemon Tree Park. According to the arrest report, the fire followed an argument between Wilson and the mother of the infant over money. No injuries were reported. 4 Bryan men have been arrested on drug charges following a search of a home on Broadmoor between Lazy Lane and North Avenue. According to the arrest report, the search led to the seizure of more than 3 pounds of marijuana and smaller amounts of controlled substances. WTAW News has asked Bryan police for the street value of the drugs. One of 2 men arrested for possessing the marijuana denied being a dealer. The names and charges are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Ben Lamond. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider. What's the best-selling small tractor in America? Kubota's BX Series subcompacts. No other subcompact tractors on the market have so much versatility designed to fit in your garage. And if you're looking to mow right now, a 54-inch mower deck is included. Get a BX 1880 for as low as $99 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or go to Kubota.com.
Good morning, it's 610, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's Monday. Here we are. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
We may see a passing shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, it's lots of cloudiness across the region. Temperatures today, they'll be somewhere between 75 and 80. Any showers or storms end tonight. Skies will clear after midnight, 45 to 50. Sunshine, a little cooler for tomorrow, 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear. We're cooler, 40 to 45. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs Wednesday afternoon, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie men's hoops ended their regular season on a high note, defeating Alabama on Saturday 68-66. Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Thankful to win an ugly game. I thought both teams fought hard and struggled scoring, and it's a wild game, and I'm just very thankful that we came out on the win.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also talking women's hoops, the ladies wrapped up a really strong run at the SEC tournament, but they fell to Mississippi State on Saturday as well, so we'll talk about that game. And, of course, baseball and softball both in action. All that and more coming up in sports.
So is T.J. Starks going to be called Stupidy McStupidface?
Yeah, that was a pretty bonehead move on his part.
I think the guys on TV tried to do everything they could. Well, I mean, they
what happened? I missed it.
Well, so the guy, Colin Sexton, who plays for Alabama, was jawing at T.J. Starks the entire game. And it was towards the end. I want to say A&M had a 4-point lead, I think, with just right towards the end. And he got TJ Starks a little upset, and TJ pushed him in the face and got a tech.
But a little bit more. We are stopped at the free throw line.
Right.
I mean, the official has the basketball. He's looking right at that player.
Yeah.
And he pushes Sexton in the head.
Oh, well, yeah, can't do that.
But one of the saving graces is that Alabama also got a tech for taunting. So then A&M also got to shoot some free throws. But, it was a really bonehead move in a game that A&M had sewn up.
Right.
But about the only way that Bama could have gotten back into it is if you make something stupid. And so anyways, you can chalk it up to youthfulness. I mean, he's a freshman and – but that's part of the game. I mean, the guy's going to be talking trash. You can't take it out like that.
And been doing it for years. It's nothing new.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so among the several things that I dislike about the NBA is it takes forever to play the last minute.
True.
Well, it's gotten worse in college basketball now because apparently an official cannot make a call all by themselves. They got to get on the headphones to Birmingham so they could talk to them about, who did the ball go off of?
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, if you blow the call, it's part of the game. Things even out over time. But it took them forever to play the end of that game.
Yeah, I heard that there were like five reviews.
I guess,
I don't know. And at least one of them took, several minutes
to forever.
Figure out.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
They're supposed to make calls.
And I don't know if that was the same crew that called the Alabama game or the Auburn game whenever everything took forever.
Yeah.
It's borderline ridiculous for sure.
Well, it just takes so much, momentum out of the game and the fans.
All the air's out of the room.
Yep,
right.
Yep.
And you can't be, jazzing it up and doing stuff. You can't keep the crowd engaged while they're doing that.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right. In the meantime, the wind was so bad in Washington, D.C.
The wind?
Yeah.
How windy?
Thank you. Or how bad was it? Yeah, okay. Over the weekend, that apparently they were canceling flights.
Oh, wow.
One pilot that landed at Dulles Airport reported almost everyone on the flight threw up.
Oh wow.
Here's some passengers.
Yeah, I've never experienced anything like that. It was by far and away the most turbulence I've ever felt. And I certainly have never felt that kind of like, it was almost like just a last second, last ditch decision. Just, we need to get this thing up again or else something terrible is going to happen.
I felt like I was just going to throw up all over the place.
Well, you did.
Somebody in the back next to him just actually threw up.
Yeah.
There's like lots of people just thrown up in bags.
and
just lots of people throwing up.
Lots of people throwing up in bags as opposed to, and of course, that's the thing. We've all been there. Somebody throws up and you decide you need to also.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know if I've ever been on a flight where I knew someone threw up. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, obviously, because I've flown plenty, but I can't say that I've ever witnessed it.
The only time I got sick enough to throw up, I actually did, but it was in a small airplane. It was in a 2-engine airplane. And
I've never gotten
and not really a lot, just a little bit.
Yeah.
And because I'm susceptible to motion sickness anyway. But that, I mean, everybody on there, that's like that's airplane, ugh. Right? That's airplane in real life. Yeah. Oh, they were
well. Good thing, Area Man got out when he did.
True.
Yeah. See, we'd have had some stories.
Well, no, it would mean he'd be going by bus to Washington D.C. from now on because he ain't that charged up about flying.
Yeah.
Info.
Mation.
Okay, you said it's almost 70 degrees right now.
Correct.
All right.
My truck was saying over 70.
I guess I'm ready for this. It's good. You can get stuff done.
There's still like a low of 40 tomorrow.
All right. Well, soon we're going to be complaining we don't have any cool weather anymore.
Exactly.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative, John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Pay good money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, there you go. Good morning. It's March the 5th. It is a Monday, so I guess we're all working all 5 days.
Hey, it's Monday.
But, you know, here's the deal. This is the week of spring break.
Spring break! Woo!
Yeah, so,
this is the week?
Well, no, I mean, it's next week.
Oh,
But from a student standpoint, they're not going to... You think they're going to put five days together? There's no way.
Yeah.
They're mentally preparing to think about whatever. They're going to check out about Wednesday afternoon. If we're lucky.
Yeah, true.
Everybody's ready to get the heck out of here.
Well, but it also does officially signal the beginning of the Don't Go to Austin week as well.
Oh, South by Southwest.
That starts on Friday.
Okay.
Which means the people are already getting there to set up their booths or whatever.
I've never been.
I have not either.
Really?
Yeah. And yeah, we'll hear stories, I'm sure. But how many times have you been?
I haven't.
Oh,
I haven't. I just figured, Scott,
like,
Scott's been around.
I have.
He's done some things in his life.
No,
so.
I've
never really understood it because it's just got, because there's different weeks, right? And there's different, like, themes.
Now, but it didn't start that way. It started from the idea of, hey, we got music here, too.
Okay.
And that was really all it was about.
So it started as a music thing.
It was kind of like a thing where bar bands had a place to go where other people would come in and slowly but surely... Producers started showing up.
Right.
Acts got signed.
Okay.
That started working. So now you get a whole bunch of people, and now it's got a whole bunch of tech stuff.
Tech.
Clearly.
And, yeah,
as you
okay.
would expect.
It's
but
got
it all
conference
just,
speakers.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, people roll their movie type stuff. I mean, anything having to do with entertainment now. So they've grown
gotcha.
It pretty nicely out
yeah.
there. It's multiple personalities day. So
oh, okay.
Oh.
Say hi to all them.
How nice.
Yeah. All
how
those
bad.
Other people, exactly. Or how in between. It's also cheese doodle day.
Ooh, cheese doodle.
And so, and that has cheese doodle would be any of the bite-sized treats, if you will.
Okay.
So
I mean,
doodle covers all of them.
Yes, they could any kind of extruded cheese snack, if you will.
Okay.
Got it.
Now there were two people. There were actually two inventors from different companies. So it was either Edgar Wilson or Clarence Schwebe, and I kind of like Clarence's name better.
Yeah.
Schwebe.
Anyway, the Flakeall Corporation in Wisconsin. Back in the 1930s, the company actually specialized in flaking pet food, but they decided they would create corn curls, okay, spelled
okay.
with a K in both words, and that would be for humans, and they applied for a patent in 1939, snack commercialized in 1946 by another company called the Adams Corporation, and the second most commonly cited inventor was the Elmer Candy Company of New Orleans. They did things called Chewies. I don't know.
Chewies.
Okay.
There's a lot of weird names in this.
Well, yeah. They have to come up with, you know, kind of cute things. Anyway, so now it can be any kind of puffed cheese product. And so
I'm always thinking Cheeto Puffs or something.
Right. And that's the thing. It can be a ball, can be a puffy one, can be the Cheetos that we know. And
yeah, they have all different shapes.
All those fiery things mm-hmm. now that they have. So anyways, Cheese Day, you can do that. All right, birthdays.
Boom. Jake Lloyd is turning 29, plays Anakin Skywalker in Star Wars The Phantom Menace. So the little kid is now 29 years old.
Uh-oh.
So there you go.
Wow.
Eva Mendez is turning 44, Hitch, Training Day, Ghost Rider, the other
yep.
guys.
Yeah. All right.
Did not know this, but she's married to Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
So
yeah.
wow, there you are.
Happy birthday to her. She's turning 44. Kevin Connolly, also turning 44. He plays E on Entourage, the little redheaded guy.
Okay, yep.
So he's turning 44. John Frusciante. Is turning 48, former guitarist,
nice.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Blackthorne turning 49. He plays Quentin Lance on Arrow, which apparently
right.
is a big-time show. A lot
okay.
of the Marvel folk like it, or I think it's actually DC. I haven't watched it.
I have not either.
But I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Irvin is turning 52,
wow.
Hall of Fame wide receiver, Dallas
okay.
Cowboys.
Yep.
Craig and Charlie Reed are turning 56, the Proclaimers. Now, you might not recognize that name, but you'll recognize this song. That's a lot of walking.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a lot of walking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I assume they're Scottish.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but they talk funny.
Yeah.
So they're turning 56 today. Talia Balsam is turning 59. Now, she plays Mona Sterling on Mad Men.
All right.
I believe that she's also in real life is in a relationship with John Slattery, who
okay.
played her husband on Mad Men.
Oh, that's the white-headed guy.
Right.
Yeah.
But she was in a relationship with George Clooney back in the day.
Oh, my.
So
well,
there you go.
There
but she's turning 59.
Wow. All right.
Penn Jillette turning 63.
Oh, wow.
Penn and Teller, he's the one who talks.
Sure.
Marsha Warfield is turning 64, played Roz on Night Court.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Grant turning 70
Electric
today.
Avenue.
Electric Avenue. So there you go. Good song. Get you pumped for this Monday.
Chelsea doesn't know that song. She wasn't singing along, right?
No, she wasn't.
No, I wasn't. I was okay. trying to turn down my headphones.
Oh, whatever.
We've done louder than that.
Yeah, we have. And Murray Head is turning 72, One Night in Bangkok.
Sure, absolutely.
Great song.
You bet. Michael Warren, he was on Hill Street Blues.
Okay.
As 72 today, and also played in the game of the century. He was a guard for UCLA.
Really?
Then he went into
wow.
acting. Yep.
Cool.
And Joel Osteen is 55 today.
All righty.
Would you,
Joel Osteen?
Wouldn't it be interesting to see what Joel Osteen looks like first thing in the morning before he
yes.
gets a chance to work on the hair?
To
you
work
know?
On the
or
hair,
work on the smile.
Everything.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
the smile's always there, I presume. Well, yeah, but
maybe
you know, but that hair thing, because it's got to be everyone has to be exactly in place, you know.
Right.
Or he's not Joel Osteen. So anyway, he's 55 today. All right, that's what we got. It's 624.
Hi, I'm Melissa Buis, and I am a candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I am a lifelong resident of Brazos County, graduating from Bryan High and receiving both my bachelor's and master's degrees from Texas A&M University. I am the only candidate who has worked with Brazos County for over 22 years, specifically in the Brazos County Attorney's Office. I am confident this experience will allow me a smooth transition to perform the duties of the District Clerk. Please vote Melissa L. Buis for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid political advertisement by the Melissa L. Buis campaign.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The FBI doesn't seem to think you, the American people, deserve to know the details of that secret January 5th, 2016 Obama-Comey meeting. You know, the one that Susan Rice was writing note to self about a suspicious email on January 20th, 15 days later, saying President Obama urged the FBI director to do everything by the book. After seeking information from the FBI, the Daily Caller, they were told by the Bureau that information is not a matter of widespread and exceptional media interest in which there exist possible questions about the government's integrity, which impacts public confidence. So how is that secret meeting between Comey, Obama regarding Russia and Trump and maybe the dossier before the inauguration, like, how's that not important to the public?
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix, provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Paying money for a sprinkler system for your yard? Well, keep it and your yard in good shape. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC provides complete sprinkler system service. Whether it's a leak or a broken sprinkler heads, ABC repairs it. And if your timer's not functioning, we can adjust it and answer all your programming questions. For sprinkler repair, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment. License 8348.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, good morning, 627, News Talk 1620, WTAW, doing some weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is your top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today, 79 degrees. Have a chance of showers increasing as we move on through the day, finally getting up to about 70%, it looks like. Chance of rain may be up to about a half an inch. Then sunny skies tomorrow and 71. Winds out of the northeast, so that ought to be just about ideal. A little bit cooler on Wednesday as we'll look at a high temperature probably around, oh, they're saying 59, is that right? And then it says cooler on Wednesday night at 39. Okay. And then back up to 65 on Thursday. So maybe one cool day here in the middle of the week. Right now, winds out of the south at 6. We have overcast skies, and it's 69.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Oh, Jan, I am so ready for spring. I can't wait to get out of the house and go somewhere.
Sounds like you could use a new Toyota. And now through April 2nd, we have low APR financing on select models.
That's why I called.
Oh, I just love the sounds of spring. The rivers and streams coming alive. The young hatchlings in their nests singing their very first tune.
Oh, here, I've got one.
You got me on that one. What's that?
That's me awakening after a long winter's nap, cruising the open road in my new Toyota.
Wow, you're good.
Thanks. Bless you.
Yeah, that's another sound of spring. My allergies.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Toyota. Let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N4218.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Small banks have been fighting for a bigger piece of the credit card market in search of higher returns. Now they're contending with rising losses. Mispayments on credit cards at small banks have risen sharply over the past year, a sign that their cardholders are taking on more debt than they can handle. Their charge-off rate, or the share of outstanding card balances written off as a loss after consumers failed to pay, hit 7.2% in the final 3 months of 2017, up from 4.5% a year ago. A senior Chinese official says the government will soon reconvene discussions with the U.S. on trade disputes amid concerns that Trump administration tariffs on steel and aluminum may pitch the world's largest economies toward a trade war. But a White House spokeswoman denied the statement, saying there was no plan for a meeting. The Chinese official called for cooperation between the governments and caution against policies that could bring about consequences that neither side wishes to see. On Wall Street, futures this morning are mixed. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. This afternoon, the Bryan School Board will be discussing the possible purchase of land for a new campus.
Board President Mark McCall tells WTAW News this is a topic that's being brought forward from a district committee and administration. When asked if there are immediate plans to build a new school, McCall says, quoting, "At this time, for the best interest of the district, I cannot expand upon the posted agenda items." Board members are scheduled to talk behind closed doors, then possibly vote in open session to give the superintendent permission to negotiate the purchase. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station residents and business owners could be paying less for natural gas later this year. That's if the city council approves a new agreement with Atmos Energy, which is part of tonight's council agenda.
That goes directly back to the federal tax cut. That is money that belongs to the taxpayers of the United States. That is money that belongs to the folks that live in the city of College Station. And so we are happy to be able to pass on those savings because since our corporate tax rate is lowered, we're able to pass on those savings to the folks in the city.
Chase Murphy at Atmos Energy says the proposal is also before the Madisonville and Centerville City Councils. According to background information given to the College Station City Council, the Atmos rate reductions should be in effect this month. The state's electric grid operators expect another record-breaking summer when it comes to power usage. ERCOT spokeswoman Leslie Sopko says it's no surprise since the state continues to add population.
We are projecting some tight conditions during peak demand periods, and that is primarily due to the anticipated high demand combined with some recent plant retirements.
Sopko says there could be requests for voluntary conservation this summer, but she does not expect rolling brownouts. In the Brazos Valley, the Gibbons Creek Power Plant, which is partially owned by the city of Bryan, ended full-time production last September. But the coal-fired plant in Grimes County is available to meet summertime power demands. Nearly 6,000 Brazos County voters participated in early voting for tomorrow's primary. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says there were more than 4,100 Republicans and almost 1,800 Democrats. That's almost 6% of Brazos County's 105,000 registered voters. For those voting tomorrow, there are two location changes. Those who have gone to the county administration building will vote at the new elections office, which is the old tax office. And those who have gone to Aldersgate United Methodist Church will be at A&M Church of Christ. WTAW's coverage of local primary results begins tomorrow night after 7. And in the state's 15 largest counties, the turnout has already set a record for non-presidential primary by more than 70,000. As of last Thursday, more than 583,000 voted. Democratic participation is up near 50% from 4 years ago, and Republican turnout is slightly higher. A Fort Worth man is in the Brazos County Jail after his arrest by College Station police on multiple charges from three counties. According to a CSPD news release, a suspected drunk driver held an officer's arm while driving away from a traffic stop. The officer broke free and sustained minor injuries. Then the suspect's vehicle became stuck on a curb near Texas and George Bush, and the driver ran a short distance before being caught. 40-year-old Jonathan Williams was arrested on local charges of drunk driving with one prior conviction and evading arrest. Williams is also jailed on Washington County charges that includes drunk driving, and in Harris County for drug charges and evading arrest. A 20-year-old Brian Mann is in jail for the fifth time in 2 years. Alexavian Wilson was arrested by College Station police for setting fire to the home of the mother of his infant child and endangering his daughter by leaving her inside the home. This took place the afternoon of February 7th in a fourplex on Alpine Circle, which is off Anderson east of Lemon Tree Park. According to the arrest report, an argument between Wilson and the mother of the child over money resulted in Wilson turning on the kitchen stove and placing oven mitts on the burners. No injuries were reported. And at the time of his latest arrest, Wilson was also out of jail on bond following an arrest the Thursday before Christmas for firing a gun during an argument in the area of Southgate Village Apartments on Luther. And according to online court records, he is awaiting three trials on misdemeanor charges of assaulting a family member and possession of marijuana. Bryan police arrested four men on drug charges following a search of a home on Broadmoor between North Avenue and Lazy Lane. According to arrest reports, 20-year-old Brian Park and 19-year-old Du Min of Bryan are accused of possessing more than 3 pounds of marijuana. They and the two other Bryan men, 20-year-old Adrian Barron and 19-year-old Philip Zuzang, are accused of possessing small amounts of controlled substances. WTAW News has asked BPD for the street value of the drugs that were seized. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 69 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Ill advice number 37. Drink lemon juice to lower your blood pressure. Sounds like good advice, but is it really? CHI St. Joseph Health primary care physicians know how to get you to a better state of health with same or next day appointments and access to leading medical specialists. Looking for sweeter ways to manage your high blood pressure? Unmask the whole truth at illadvice.org and schedule your wellness visit with CHI St. Joseph Health today.
United Ag & Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgAndTurf.com. Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to VoteMeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
The relationship between accountant and client is not based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company. With over 50 years of experience, Ingram Wallace & Company has knowledge of tax laws and legislation that allows them to identify key tax planning opportunities to minimize what you owe. Let them develop a strategy for you or your business. Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Find them online or call 776-2600.
morning. It's 6:38. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Lots of cloudiness today. We may see a passing shower or thunderstorm during the day. Temperatures somewhere between 75 and 80 this afternoon. If we do see a shower or thunderstorm tonight, they'll end. Skies will start to clear after midnight. Lows 45 to 50. Sun tomorrow, not quite as warm. High 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, clear 40 to 45. It'll be sunny again on Wednesday. Highs Wednesday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of Aggie athletics in action over the weekend. Aggie men's hoops wrapped up the regular season on a high note. They defeated Alabama 68-66 on Saturday. We'll hear from head coach Billy Kennedy. Also, the women wrapped up a really strong run at the SEC tournament. They fell to second-ranked Mississippi State in the SEC quarterfinals. We'll talk about what's next for the Aggie women's hoops team. And also Aggie baseball and softball, really strong weekends. Aggie softball was here at home hosting a tournament. Meanwhile, the Aggie men were up in Frisco for a tournament up there. All that more coming up in sports.
Yes, sir. By golly, it is oil and gas week in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, bud.
Anybody who is everybody going to poke a hole in the ground and be there to celebrate it.
It's called Cero Week, and it's a who's who of those in oil and gas from all over the world.
Cero Week is the Davos of energy meetings.
Bob McNally, president of Rapidan Energy Group, says, yes, technology and renewables will be big topics, but he says it matters more to European companies.
The U.S. companies are a little less enthusiastic, I would say, with regard to that.
The U.S. has become a leading supplier of crude oil and natural gas. While McNally says energy companies have been thrilled with the Trump administration,
it made the oil and gas industry very unhappy when President Trump announced he intended to impose 25% tariffs on steel imports.
Saudi, OPEC, energy company, and Trump administration officials are expected to speak. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
So you think if you tried to drive into the parking lot in a Prius or a Volt, they wouldn't let you in?
Probably. You just might get judged real hard.
So we don't like your kind of
business. Well, what do you think the Clampett family felt like whenever they had to go to that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Now, pay no attention to those windmills out there in West Texas. You know, there's turbines out there.
Uh-huh.
Turbines.
Because we're talking, you know, getting that stuff out of the ground. That's what that's all about. But on a serious note, though, Houston's going to have to watch their back a little bit because there are renewables that are becoming a big deal. And, of course, Texas produces more wind energy than anybody in America. I mean, we're way ahead on that thing. So we'll see. 20 years from now, they may say, remember when all those oil and gas people used to come to Houston back when we used to use that kind of stuff? Because I think Sweden in by 2030 is going to outlaw internal combustion engines.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, think about that. That's not that far away. That's about 12 years away.
So what are they going to ice skate everywhere in Sweden?
On the canals.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be all plug-in power type stuff. So we'll see what happens. I know. Dang Ferners. Now, they mentioned that tariff that the president is proposing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that one was the one on steel, but he's also trying to put one together in aluminum. Now, I'm not sure that he wants to really do this. This may have been the trial balloon because he announced it last week, and he wants everybody to get all churned up about it, you know, as to whether or not we should do it or not. And so yesterday on the Sunday shows, they were talking about all that stuff because the deal is a lot of steel comes from China, even though countries don't buy it from China. It's like made in China and then sold through Ecuador or something like that. Okay, just to kind of do this. But there is a story out there. It's like anything else. They try to come up with whatever angle they can to get people on their side. There was one story that said that if the aluminum tariff goes into effect, it would affect the price of beer. Okay, like it would add 4 cents a can to the price of beer.
No.
Yeah, see?
No.
That means that your six-pack would cost you 25 cents more. Your
12-pack
would
cost
you
12 cents. So they're trying to get Johnny Lunchbucket involved in this. I mean, it's traders who are talking about
it. Well, you start messing with our beer, then there's a problem.
Don't talk to me about all this other stuff, but let's do that. So we'll see. And then, of course, everybody then gets into a tariff war, and, well, we're going to raise tariffs on such and such. And then I think Trump said something over the weekend about, well, we'll just put an extra tax on foreign cars.
Yeah.
So see how that works out, all you people who want to drive them Beamers and stuff. The deal is, what is a foreign car anymore?
True.
Honda is being built here and has been for a long time. Toyota is built right here in Texas and has been for a while. BMW has plants here, and Volkswagen has plants here. So who exactly is a foreign car company anymore? So
Well, you were talking about spring break coming up and students checking out. Did you hear that in West Virginia, their teachers at public schools are on like their eighth day of strike?
Yeah.
They got a little strike going on.
Yeah,
there, huh?
They're just not showing up to work.
Well, and apparently nationally, they're some of the lowest paid out of all the school districts, I guess. West Virginia pays their teachers the least.
Lord knows those people in West Virginia need it.
I know.
Just saying. Mm-hmm. And again, they may be publicized as being the lowest paid teachers, but I cannot think of a teacher in a public school who's going, oh, yeah, I'm making enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Those people are habitually underpaid.
Well, whoever says they make enough money.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, but still, like one of my kiddos is a teacher and a coach. And so we were talking about, well, you know, you're going to stay here and money and all that kind of stuff. So I just kind of went randomly looking around the state.
Uh-huh.
I mean, okay, you move here, you make $4,000 more a year. Okay. Yeah. That's 10% more than what you're making. Is that about right? Is that worth picking up your family and moving? And again, that means you'd have to get hired there. And
right.
Because their salary is higher than other people, then a whole bunch of folks flock to that.
Yeah. And then obviously cost of living where you are. And, you know, that can change too. There's a lot of factors.
I imagine the cost of living in West Virginia isn't very high.
Well, but again, they got to deal with school kids on top
of everything else. I agree.
I mean, even if those kids are all college bound, they're going to be twerps from time to time.
Right.
As a result, eight
kids
days.
Are jerks sometimes. Yeah.
So it's a statewide type thing. Is that right? The teachers?
I think so. It just says West Virginia's public schools are heading into their eighth day without them. I don't know what that means. Without them, like, are students still showing up?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. If there's, you know, no teachers,
then they got to make those days up. And I presume that they probably have a system similar to Texas that you get your money based on how many kiddos show up at school, and if you don't have classes, then you don't get the money from the state.
Yeah.
Yep. Vicious cycle again, huh? West Virginia, and again, it's usually on a city-wide level,
right,
or a county level, maybe.
Yeah, this article statewide. That I read just says West Virginia.
Not good stuff.
No, nope.
West Virginia.
All right, there we go. 646.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 10th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening. Planning, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success. Learn all about growing vegetables this week at Producers, another great class for the kids too. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
My subject today, my favorite lawn substitute when it's too shady for grass. The most common question I get. Neil, what can I grow? My grass isn't growing in the shade of my trees. What grass will grow? The experiences I'm about to tell you are what I've learned during 35 or 36 years of watching lawn grasses retreat in my own landscape due to shade. I'll be back with details after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11... trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-GROW or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. We're going to have to establish some true facts if we're going to talk about growing grasses in shade. And the first fact that we need to remember is that all of our lawn grasses must have sun. Some, Bermuda and Buffalo grass, require more, 6 to 8 hours of hot direct sunlight. Some, like St. Augustine and in northwest Texas fescue, can survive with as little as 4 to 6 hours of direct sunlight daily. But they must have sun. That is non-negotiable. It's amazing to me how many people will argue with me. Oh, I know grass will grow there. It used to. There is absolutely no lawn grass, regardless of claims, that will grow and spread in less than 4 hours of sunlight. Now, St. Augustine might last for a few weeks or months, but even it will eventually thin and die. If you have tried new St. Augustine sod and it has gradually faded, leaving thin, rubbery rectangles of soil that came with the sod, there isn't enough light. Now, forgive this next rather rude command. Relax and quit flailing. It's time to take a different approach. You can try removing one or two low branches from your shade trees if you wish. That might let enough light in to keep the grass growing, but don't disfigure the trees in the process. Odds are that the trimming won't give enough help, and the trees are more valuable landscaping assets that you don't want to mangle. Facing those same odds, I learned many years ago that I would have to switch over to a permanent ground cover. I used Persian ivy for a while and English ivy. I still have Asian jasmine and purple winter creeper euonymus beds, and they've done well. But each of those ground covers produces vining stems, and the pecan leaves that are casting shade on my landscape always get hung up on those stems, making fall cleanup difficult and time-consuming. Well, Mondo grass quickly became my ground cover of choice. It was that simple statement that generated all of the questions I get. Let me address them with a couple of comments. First, this is a ground cover. It's not a true grass. You may know it as monkey grass. It's actually in the lily family, like liriope is. Mondo grass gets 6 or 7 inches tall. You do not mow it, and it's not dwarf mondo grass. It's not something you walk on. You can walk through it if you have to, but you don't walk on it regularly. It grows well in the shade. You can plant it now, and it will spread and cover during this growing season. Mondo grass is a great replacement when the grass won't grow in the shade. I'm Neil Sperry, and in our next Plant Talk, Texas, steps to a more perfect landscape. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, it's 6:51. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball wrapped up its regular season on a high note Saturday, downing Alabama 68-66 at Reed Arena. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Thankful to win an ugly game. I thought both teams fought hard and struggled scoring, and it was just a wild game, and I'm just very thankful that we came out on the win. But I thought we competed at a good level and had got some loose balls. J.J. Chandler, Admon, as well as some other guys made some tough plays for us to figure out a way to get a win.
Now mark the 20th victory of the season for the Aggs, who will head to St. Louis this week to participate in the SEC tournament. Now, speaking of the SEC tournament, the number 15 Aggie women saw their great run come to an end Saturday, following the second-ranked Mississippi State 70-55 in the quarterfinals. Next up is the NCAA tournament. Teams will be announced next Monday. Now to get Coach Gary Blair's take on the weekend, as well as Coach Billy Kennedy's, tune into the coaches' radio shows tonight from 6 to 8, right here on WTAW, as well as RadioAggieland.com. On the diamond, a solid weekend for both Aggie baseball and softball. The 11th-ranked guys finished 2-1 in the Frisco Classic, capping things off with a 9-5 win over Cal yesterday. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, just very proud of our team for bouncing back after Friday's tough loss to Louisiana Tech and a hard-fought win last night. Quick turnaround, and you know, you're as good as your next day's starting pitcher, and none better than today with Mitchell Kilkaney. He was fabulous and got us through seven innings and battled and allowed us to take the lead offensively. We were by far and away the best we've been all weekend. Did a really good job against their soft lefty, and you know, we're able to score some runs late to extend the lead and put it away. But all in all, very proud of our team for 4-1 week.
Now, the three Aggies were named the all-tournament team for the weekend. Second baseman Michael Hellman, shortstop Braden Shoemake, and outfielder Will Frizzell. The Maroon and White improved to 11-1 on the year. Meanwhile, sixth-ranked Aggie softball is 18-3 on the season following a 4-1 showing at the A&M Invite. The Aggs wrapped things up yesterday with a 10-1 win over Louisiana Tech. Second baseman Caitlin Aldrink led the way at the plate, going 2-for-3 with 5 RBI. The number 7 Texas A&M men's tennis team swept Arkansas yesterday afternoon 7-0 in Fayetteville. The Aggies claimed their second straight 7-0 win on the road after defeating Ole Miss on Friday and then the Razorbacks on Sunday. 9 Texas A&M divers will be seeking to earn entry to their respective 2018 NCAA Swimming and Diving Championships at the Zone D Diving Championships this week at the University of Minnesota. Things get underway today and will go through Wednesday. Drew Holiday scored 30 points, and Anthony Davis added 23 points and 13 rebounds as the New Orleans Pelicans downed the Dallas Mavericks yesterday, 126-109. Mavs head man Rick Carlisle said afterwards that he's not into moral victories.
Well, look, I don't want to be gushing too many positives after getting beat by 20. I that's just kind of not my thing. And look, we got 18 games left, you know, and we got to get some things accomplished.
Dirk Nowitzki scored a season-high 23 points for Dallas, which has now dropped 8 of its last 10. The San Antonio Spurs will be back in action tonight as they welcome the Memphis Grizzlies to town at 7:30. Meanwhile, out on the ice, the Dallas Stars play host the Ottawa Senators at 7:30 as well. And Phil Mickelson has ended the longest victory drought of his professional golfing career by outlasting Justin Thomas in a one-hole playoff of the Mexico Championship. Mickelson fired a 5-under 66 for a 16-under total, one ahead of Rafa Cabrera-Bello and Tyrell Hatton. Mickelson's previous win was the 2013 British Open, a stretch of 101 starts worldwide. And that's been your Morning Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
When it comes to your choice for state senate, Dr. Charles Schwertner has a proven record of getting results. Dr. Charles Schwertner worked to establish a landowner's bill of rights that protects private property owners against eminent domain abuse. Dr. Charles Schwertner took on substandard nursing homes in Texas and passed strong legislation to protect seniors from abuse and neglect. Dr. Charles Schwertner passed a bill that gives the Texas Rangers resources to crack down on dangerous drug cartels and human smuggling, and co-authored legislation to ban sanctuary cities in Texas. A practicing physician, devoted family man, and award-winning conservative, Dr. Charles Schwertner has been endorsed by the Texas Farm Bureau, Texas Alliance for Life, and the National Rifle Association. Dr. Charles Schwertner, your proven conservative leader in the Texas Senate.
I'm Dr. Charles Schwertner, a proven conservative, and I'd be honored to earn your vote in the Republican primary. Political ad paid for by Texans for Charles Schwertner.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont campaign.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Nationwide and locally, we've seen an increase in bedbug cases. If anyone in your home travels often, lives in a dorm, or you frequently have out-of-town guests, you could be susceptible. Bedbugs are extremely hard to eliminate and absolutely require a pest management professional. If you suspect you have bedbug issues, call ABC for a free evaluation. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
Couple of minutes till Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so we'll talk about the Oscars in about a half an hour.
Oh, good.
Kate, who's our movie expert, who probably watched it. How much did you guys watch?
Oh, zero. Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. So anyway, she'll tell us, so we'll have
yeah,
that for you.
We'll have her.
Yeah, because I got to get caught up on who actually won. Well, I heard in the Fox update, it was the water movie, right?
The Shape of the Water yeah. or whatever. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Most expensive age of your life. Neither of y'all have gotten there yet.
Okay.
So
okay, good.
We'll let you know. Okay. Later on today, also, what is a millennial? Apparently, they have now defined it, so we'll have that for you. Peeps flavors. We have new Peeps flavors. We'll
oh,
announce
great.
Those. Yeah, mm-hmm. should be fun. And, of course, we'll have...
I guess it is that time of year.
It is.
You're coming out.
We'll have royal news also.
Okay.
Oh, royal news.
The baseball bat that Babe Ruth reportedly used to swat his mythical called shot home run back in the 1932 World Series is up for sale.
Okay.
The bat weighs 37 ounces.
Man, that's a big one.
It is a big one, supposed to fetch $500,000.
Wow, I'm surprised it's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, there you go. That's it. And it's only worth $500,000 if somebody will pay that for
right.
it. Right. All right, weather is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Hey, 79 today. Chance of rain, maybe up to half an inch is possible. Again, 79? Wow. It'll be 47 tonight, 71 tomorrow, then cools down a little, 41 on Tuesday night and only 59 on Friday, but we've got sunshine the rest of the week. 69 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.